Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, man, it's almost time to shine, baby. I know you put a lot of work into this music segment.
He's like out of breath.
I know, he's running around.
It's a busy day.
Yeah. Asked for a lot today.
Sure did.
You are delivering. Oh. You must almost be bummed that Brynn is coming back next week.
No, the way not
you're,
one
The
bit.
Way you're just, you're cracking.
I actually think Hooman has lost weight in the past couple weeks just because he's not sitting here eating all morning.
Hey. All right.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Still making those two lunches after the show, though, or?
I have one today, yeah.
Just one, though?
Just one.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Things could change, though, Vinny.
Oh, someone could jump in with a second lunch?
It's a Kokari, so it's a special.
Oh, we're going there next Tuesday.
Oh, you are? For what?
Yeah, we're having
you know, the big people at Entercom are taking us out to lunch. The big wigs. Kokari.
David, you're listening.
Hello, David. We can't wait to have you all to ourselves at the table. You're going to love it.
I finally went to In-N-Out over the weekend.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I was just dying. I tried the grilled onions.
And?
They're fine.
No, you know.
I don't need them. But okay. they didn't, you know, they were fine. What is that called, animal style?
I don't know that.
You just ask for the grilled onions. That's what I did, because I was like, I think it might be animal style, but I'm not.
Double grilled onions, that's what I say. I hear the animal style and more. You can look it up. There's a
whole secret menu.
An ordering. There's a way to get help.
Is it the protein style that comes without
protein
the bun?
Protein style's another one. Yeah. They've got, and you can also, it's not on the menu, but you can get a grilled cheese there too.
Yes.
If you don't want meat, they'll just do the whole thing minus the meat.
Right. Who doesn't want that?
It's good.
Right. Yeah.
I've had it.
So good.
Yeah.
Just everything. Anyway, they're our sponsor right now. All right, let's see how Hooman did on our charts for this week. These are the top 100 songs in the country at this moment.
Yes.
Coming in at number 100, Keith Urban, Female. Oh, isn't that lovely? I saw this at like some award show or something where they were flashing all the words behind him. He wrote it, you know, for the...
For what?
Hashtag Me Too people? I don't know. Just how amazing women are. Something like that. All right.
All right.
That's number 100. We'll skip up a few. Coming in at number 10 is Motorsport. Migos, Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B. Number 10.
You know. Take the out the ball.
I remember this one.
Got that check. Out the ball.
At number 9 is Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes.
All right.
Oh, goodness. At number 8 is New Rules by Dua Lipa.
I love this song.
Do you? This was number 11 last week. If you're under him, you ain't getting over him, Yuzi.
She's busy.
Oh, that's too bad. She would have loved this one. New Rules by Dua Lipa. Coming in at number 7 is No Limit, G-Eazy featuring ASAP Rocky and Cardi B. Number 6 is Imagine Dragons, Thunder. Number 5 is Bad at Love by Halsey.
This is my favorite song on the chart this week.
Oh, this is the one, huh? She's cute. She looks just like Pink.
Yeah.
Saw her last week on SNL.
How'd she do? Come to like her.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Number 4 is Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse.
Have you heard this yet?
I have not, I don't believe.
It's good.
All right. We didn't do the charts last week, did we?
No. They didn't update them.
I love him. I can't wait for Bottle Rock.
I know.
She said ship.
Uh-huh. Number 3 is Post Malone featuring 21 Savage, Rockstar. Yeah. Come on. Number 2 is, Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Was number 1 last week.
This is the Beyonce version.
I think this is the one that's charting too, not just the Ed Sheeran one.
Okay.
And number one was number two last week. Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug, Havana na na. My heart is in Havana, oh na na. So good. Hey. She did one of those little toy instrument things with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
How was it?
And really, the Roots, right?
Yeah.
The whole band?
Really good. They all gather around a computer screen and they're like crammed into a room.
Yeah.
Like, they've done a bunch of these. You've probably seen them, but
I'm going to watch that.
Oh, it's great. You'll love it.
Maybe if you want, I can get it for $8. It's up to you. You don't want it. Okay.
Pull it right now.
Oh, jeez, Sarah.
Wait, open your big mouth.
If we're going to do it, I mean, we should do it when we're talking about it. See if you can do it. I'll do a couple other things in between. So there you go. I'll do a couple other things while you pull that up, and then we'll get to the original songs.
That'll teach you.
You want me to get it for $8?
No. I want it now.
Now's good.
Yeah. A couple more little notes from the Oscars. We got the nominations yesterday, and The Shape of Water is the big nominee. Three Billboards is huge. Overall, 341 movies were eligible for Best Picture, 5 more than last year. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri were the nominees. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, look at you go.
All right, here it is, everyone. Do you want to set this up, or do we already do it?
This is from the Jimmy Fallon show. Jimmy and the Roots do this with whatever guest musician they have, and this is Camila Cabello doing Havana. I love that they all do the kazoo stuff, too. There's always, like, the kazoo solo.
Yeah.
All right, that's cute. That's you can watch pretty. The whole thing. I think if you just, you know, I'm sure you know what to type into Google. Jimmy Fallon, the Roots.
He's pretty good.
Toys.
They have fun.
They do.
Him and the Roots. I think they're a really neat little
tribe,
I guess you'd call it.
He's great because he just loves, he's right up my alley with his sensibilities, like classic rock stuff. In fact, something will become like a running bit, and then they'll just go and like reenact the original video, like from the 80s, which is so, we're doing some stick song for a while. They were stuck on that. And just anytime he starts to sing something, like the band just kicks right in.
They're great. Amazing. They come off kind of like family, which you
you
appreciate that as you're watching. You go, they like each other.
He's very charming. Okay, back to the Oscars. Here we go. Best original song. We wanted to listen to these, but either we didn't have it or we just didn't have time to get it yesterday. So here are the 5 nominated songs for best original song from a movie.
So can I pick the order if that's
Absolutely. All right? Please walk me through this, would you?
All right. So let's start with Sufjan Stevens. Do you have the film that he's nominated for?
Sufjan Stevens. I do not.
It's Call Me By My Name, I think.
Okay.
And
he's an alternative dude.
He is. So I'm going to play his most famous song just so you might have heard this. It's called Chicago, and then we'll play his song. It's the only one I'm doing it for.
So this is a hit song that's on the radio that you would
have heard. I think it got charted at one point, but he's not a huge star.
Okay.
So this is Sufjan.
So this is not the song that...
This is not his music.
But this is his most popular song.
Okay, so this is from Call Me By Your Name. The song is called Mystery of Love.
Here we go.
That's pretty.
You done with that?
Yeah. That's a pretty one. What else?
So the next one's from Mary J. Blige.
Okay, so this is from Mudbound. It's called Mighty River. She's actually nominated as Best Supporting Actress. Mary J. Blige. She's never been nominated for an acting award before, has she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We would have heard about that.
Here we go.
Okay, that's nice. What else you got?
The next one's going to be from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, you love this movie.
I do.
All right, so this is called This Is Me. And is it the whole cast or is someone in particular singing
it? It's that woman, Kayla Settle.
Oh, the bearded lady in the show.
Do you want to hear it from the beginning or do you want it where it kicks in?
I'll hear it from the beginning and then maybe skip to the kick-in part.
I love this song.
This is nice, yeah.
This is the one that's going to win, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What about the one from Coco?
This is a way better song, and it fits the film better, I think.
Oh, we got a march going. Okay, this is great. From The Greatest Showman, that one's This Is Me. Give me the other two.
All right, this is the one that you guys I think are picking to be number ones from Coco.
Remember Me. That sounds like Vinny's on this song.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay. It seems like there were many other songs. I wonder what went behind that.
I don't know why
picked.
That one got picked of all the songs in the
It's the first time I've heard that
movie.
One. It's, some of the other ones are
but
fantastic.
But the movie is excellent. The art, the music, the story.
Oh,
I just love it.
I was meaning to tell you. So I went to see it in Spanish.
What?
Turn off my mic. I was trying to turn off the music. You know how
in Spanish.
Yeah. So you know how you were saying that they cut out the snowman short at the beginning?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're going to replace it with. So they just replaced it with a couple people from Pixar, our friend Darla, saying, you know, this movie took a long time, and it took all these artists, and they kind of showed a little bit of the behind the scenes of what it took.
Oh, that was playing. What you're talking about played
instead.
And then, no. And then the 20-minute
Frozen you got to see both?
Yes. All right, both things played at when I saw it.
So they completely cut out the 20-minute short and only played that.
The little documentary about the making of Coco.
No, and it's neat. The documentary about the making of Coco is cool because they show the layers upon layers of how they had to build this long shot of the place they go. I don't know, purgatory, whatever that is. Yeah. The long shot is incredibly detailed and layered and colorful, and it's spectacular what they do. You'd think that someone would go, listen, no one's going to know if we stop today. We don't need to keep doing this.
Just put up a painting of something pretty and all this stuff in front of it.
I mean, it's spectacular how they really do.
The most incredible work.
Right.
They care. Pixar cares. All right, so there's that. And here's the last one. This is from a movie called Marshall, and the song is called Stand Up for Something.
Common comes on towards the end, so if you want to hear it, I'll skip ahead.
Who's singing? That's great.
Her name is Andrea Day.
Oh. Yeah, skip to the Common part. Did you see Marshall?
No.
Is this the Marshall, the Thurgood Marshall story? Remember that was out a couple months ago?
If it's that, then I did see it.
Oh.
It's good.
Is it?
If that's it, then this is an excellent movie.
Well, here's the thing.
Sounds like it.
I didn't know much about Thurgood Marshall, and then I saw this film, and I was enlightened. Just like I didn't know anything about Winston Churchill, and I saw Darkest Hour, and I was like, wow, the British Parliament is a disaster, and there was one man who brought order to it. And Thurgood Marshall, you know, he went around the country and found the heart. You know, the whole movie is based around a black man who's accused of raping a white woman. And it goes on to show that these two actually really loved each other. Spoiler alert. And he gets the truth out. And it's very compelling. It's, you know, a little bit of like a murder mystery. But then on the other hand, it's a true story.
It's like Real Life to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Or something. All right. So Mighty River from Mudbound. That's Mary J. Blige. Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name. Remember Me from Coco, Stand Up for Something, the one we just heard from Marshall, and This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. Those are your music, original song for a movie and nominees for the Oscars.
You three are picking Coco, and I'm picking Greatest Showman. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm not picking.
You're not picking? All right.
I don't know. I
heard a better song for Coco. Yeah, that one was nice, but we've heard better Coco songs.
A couple better songs.
Yeah. Jordan Peele, the guy who directed Get Out, he is the fifth African-American to earn a Best Director nomination in the history of the Oscars, and if he wins, he'll be the first black director to ever take home the award. Mm. Get Out is also the first movie released in February to be nominated for an Oscar since The Silence of the Lambs, which was a February release in 1991. And they're also both horror movies, which is also rare for the Oscars. Most Academy Award-style movies are released in the fall. Does seem like they saved them for that season.
He said he was crying when he heard the nomination.
Oh, well, how exciting.
Yes.
Christopher Plummer replaced Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World at the very last minute. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. He is 88, and that makes him the oldest acting nominee in the history of the Oscars.
Oh, he's 88.
He's already the oldest actor to have won an Oscar. He won one when he was 82. In 2012 for a supporting role in Beginners. And
he didn't even have to act old. He just is.
He just is old.
Huh.
Yeah. He's...
That's suspicious.
It's a nice gesture, but Sam Rockwell is hands down going to win. He's got the Vegas odds, too.
If you're wondering who's the oldest overall, that record was also set this year. Legendary documentarian Agnes Varda is 89 years old, and she was just nominated for Best Documentary Feature for her movie Faces Places. She's now the oldest nominee in the history of the Oscars. James Ivory is just 8 days younger than her, and he's up for Best Adapted Screenplay for Call Me By Your Name.
Huh.
I know. Logan got an Academy Award nomination.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, for Best Adapted Screenplay. Oh. It's the first live-action superhero movie to ever be nominated.
I liked Logan a lot. Did you see it?
I did. That's the one I saw, right?
Yeah, yeah. The little
like,
girl.
It's a great movie. It's just there's some unexplained parts to it where I went, I'll just pretend it's not happening.
And John Williams has added to his record number of music scoring nominations his 46th overall for Star Wars The Last Jedi. I guess he's also got 5 for original song, but this is 46th nomination for the entire film score and then 5 for original song. And that's the most for any living person and second only to Walt Disney's 59. And that would just be Disney films. And the Star Wars franchise has won 7 Oscars on 33 nominations, but it hasn't won anything. It's been nominated plenty of times, but hasn't won anything since The Empire Strikes Back. The Last Jedi has 4 nominations. And that's all we've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Facebook makes the news. The new California ID makes the news. Mm. I've got a real estate story and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. We do a podcast a couple days a week, and we call it The Secret Show.
We still do that thing?
We did one yesterday, Vin. Huh? Gonna do another one today.
Yay!
So right after the show, we run into our secret, really awesome high-tech studios.
Yeah, that one.
Yep, the one right over there. And we do, I don't know, a half hour to an hour of talk. And it's a little different from the show because it's not censored at all. Thank you, Entercom. And we talk about your problems a lot of times. So if you ever have, I got a problem today, that's kind of a tough one. Mm. You can send an email and we'll give you some bad advice. Uh-huh. Send it to Sarah@RadioAlice.com or Vinny@RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE at RadioAlice.com. We get all your emails. We don't always get to everything that gets sent in, but I have a whole little file of stuff. You never know when you're going to hear yours. So Secret Show, a couple days a week. Find it at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at GetFitKPSF.com. That's getfitkpsf.com. Here's what's happening. Big storm headed our way.
Yeah.
We're expected to get hit with heavy rain and snow in the mountains in Tahoe. So it's great news. They're calling this one of the last storms of winter, which I'm trying to think, does that mean we just flip to spring here soon? When does spring start?
March 21st.
Is that right?
April 21st.
Oh, so
no,
that's...
No, it's March 21st.
Are you sure it's March 21st? Yeah, you're right. March 21st.
Well, then I don't know why. Maybe that's just... That's it's a weird thing to have put dry in for the next... story. But no one knows long-term forecasts.
I know.
No one can even get the forecast for tomorrow right.
Freaking January.
Yeah. My calendar date book says March 20th. Tuesday, March 20th.
Right. Well, anyway, big storm today.
Does it say how long? Because Channel 2 is reporting that it's... well, it may be heavy. It's not going to last that long. It should be over tomorrow.
I don't have that here. Mm.
I heard that as well, Yuzi. Just starting midday today and ending tomorrow.
I'm going to get home. It's dark out, huh?
It is only 7:39.
Oh, God, but I feel like it's lunchtime.
I know. Well, we've been here for hours.
This makes the newspaper and a couple other spots today. The story is all about the new ID that you're going to be needing to fly.
Yeah.
There it is. Sorry, misplaced it. Flyers will be grounded without the new license starting October 1st, 2020. That sounds like a long time.
But 2020 is right around the corner.
We all hate to go to the DMV. We all will put it off, and we will, without a doubt, see this log jam, bottlenecking there at the DMV like no one ever mentioned it. How could you? We didn't. But I have a trip. Right.
So if I was to get a new license today, it would be compliant.
It would be. Well, I'm not sure exactly what they ask you to do. They're calling it the Real ID license, which looks very similar to the standard version, but they have some things in it that make it harder to counterfeit. Who was that?
Who was that? Wasn't me.
Me.
Who's that? Who's writing us?
Our lovely sales manager, Lindsay High.
Oh. Oh. What's she got to say?
She's trying to help us out with something.
Oh. All right. Hi, Lindsay.
Well, we're trying to help her out with something.
That's right. So it's that's... team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Does it say, Vinny, I printed you out something earlier, but I didn't even read it. What the requirements are when you go into DMV, like you're going to have to bring this or that with you, proof of like where you live and your social security card.
I think
like,
you do need
I
to
felt
have.
Like, I was like, oh my God. So I have to gather up a folder to go there to show them that. I'm a resident. Or
yeah,
whatever.
You are going to have to check before you go in because you will have to prove, you'll have to bring backup proof about
in
the license that you're trying
thing,
to get.
Like a PG&E bill, your actual Social Security card, which is tough because a lot of people don't still have their card or they have to reorder their SS card.
In the story.
Well, and I get all my bills online, so I don't, that would be.
Print. Mm.
I guess I'll have to print it.
Hit print.
It's not, just hit print. You'll be okay.
I don't ever see it. I don't even know how to access it. I'll figure it out, Vinny.
John!
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, that'll be great.
The story I have in front of me does tell the story of someone who showed up without the necessary ID and was given a regular ID.
Oh.
So she didn't have her passport, birth certificate, and utility bills with her, so she had to get a regular license. And she'll have to, I guess, come back to get the real ID.
Can you repeat again?
Passport,
birth certificate, or
the reason why we want this real
ID. You cannot fly as of October 1st.
It has something specific on it?
Apparently, it's harder to counterfeit the new ID.
Isn't it October 1st, 2020?
Yes.
Okay.
But like Vinny just said... Yeah. That's going to come up fast, and you're going to be scrambling.
You're going to put it off and put it off, and then the bottleneck will happen, and you will go, how did this happen to me?
You need that human who travels everywhere.
But he's got a passport, and I think that they'll... if you have lost... Me. Yeah, if you don't have a driver's license, you can use your passport to go to get on any flight, so you should be okay if you have a passport. But
I'm planning to get this done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to put it on my list, check it off, and be glad it's behind me because I don't like the DMV.
No.
I mean, I don't right. Listen, you people who do DMV work, you're good on you. You got a job and that's all good. You're contributing to society and that's incredible. But the lines, am I in the right place even?
Right.
Yeah.
Where do I have to be? And you just said it. What do I need to bring?
Yeah.
You know, there you are.
Right.
Up before the person. They're like, no, you didn't. Well,
did I
come
do
on.
This again?
I tried to call. No one answers your phone ever.
We make online appointments now for the DMV. Last time I was in there, it took 2 seconds. I made an appointment, walked in. They called my number.
What'd you do?
I picked up new license plates. I went online and just made an appointment.
Well, look at you.
Well, it was easier than, I mean, I was expecting the worst. And was like, huh, this was surprisingly easy.
510 says, this is 510, make sure you bring all the appropriate paperwork, birth certificate, SS card. If you're married, marriage certificate, divorce decree. There's a full list on DMV site.
Oh, boy. Yippee.
Yeah, well, just get it done.
Yeah.
Or you'll be in a bigger line there right at, you know, what do you want to call that? Mid-year... 2020, everyone's going to be scrambling. Facebook. This story's in the USA Today Money section. Facebook has fessed up to what many people have known for a long time, that the social network can be bad for democracy and that it played a role in the election, the 2016 election. They've acknowledged that, and they are now trying very seriously to stop that. To stop any kind of...
It's hard. It seems like almost an impossible task to stop that. People can post whatever they want.
This November's contest will be the first test of its pledge to protect the electorate from foreign powers. Mm. I saw an interview, and I tried to look it up while we were on because I wanted to be able to name check the lady. I saw a 60 Minutes segment about the Russian interference in the election, and the lady in specific, I don't have her name. Again, I couldn't look it up, but she was interviewing with Leslie Stahl. A youngish lady, too. She's Russian. She works for the Russian government. And she said, yeah, you intervene in all kinds of elections all around the world. Of course, we can do whatever we want. All we did was, you know, put our stories out there. We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything you don't do. And
she's right.
Leslie Stahl's like, yes, but you, but.
But our democracy's right and everyone else is wrong.
It was really incredible to see this lady just go on the offensive and say, if you try to stop our free speech, we will stop yours and you will not be covering us in Russia anymore. Our government will shut you down there. And it was just like, whoa. Aggressive.
Wow. And true.
Gnarly. And she was a young lady too, but very...
brusque.
She was on it. She was not scared. 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl.
For God's sake, she lives in Russia. What else could she be scared of?
She works here for their government.
Oh.
That's what she does here. She's their person.
I've seen Russia. I'm not scared of you. Who cares?
Yeah, well, clearly they don't. Let me see if I can find this. A massive $85 million SoCal estate is unlike any mansion on the market. I wanted to bring this to your attention because you love this stuff.
I do.
President of Warner Brothers Pictures Group, Jeff Robinov.
You know him, Homan?
No. One of their presidents just died. So this guy must be new.
Let's see. Located in the hills of Westlake Village, just northwest of L.A., it covers... 33 acres.
Oh, boy. That's big.
Here's a picture of it.
Jesus. It's like a castle.
Yeah, a palace.
I mean, that is...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Movie producer and tech titan Thomas Tull just put it on the market. That's the name of the guy who owns it. Anybody?
No.
Thomas Tull?
Yeah, I've heard that name.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
It's an $85 million estate that is beyond compare.
It's just, it looks like the Getty Museum. I mean, the garden alone, which is, I mean, this is maybe an acre's worth of garden that I'm seeing of the 33 acres that come with this, is just, I mean, it looks like the most formal of, like, formal hedges and trees and plantings, and then there's the statuary and a promenade, and it looks like a reflecting pond. I mean,
this
is insane.
They say it dwarfs David Geffen's Malibu Beach compound, which recently sold for $85 million, and the $88 million Bel Air mansion Jay-Z and Beyonce just bought.
Oh, man.
I didn't know they bought it. I thought that they'd been looking at it, but it looks like Jay-Z and Beyonce bought that giant place.
So Thomas Tull was the... basically the chairman of Legendary Pictures. So he was behind everything from Jurassic World to Godzilla to 300, Man of Steel, Hangover, The Dark Knight,
Inception.
So he got cake from all those. Yeah, he's still getting
paid. How big is the house? What does it say about the house itself?
There are 50,000 square feet of living space divided among seven separate structures. It includes... 12 bedrooms, 18 full baths, 18 half baths. The real estate agent who's listing it says, I've been in business a long time and I've never seen anything like this.
It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it.
I don't even know what you do here. I mean, I guess you just go for an evening stroll in your front yard there. I don't know what you do with that. There's no place to like run and throw a football there. It's all just manicured beyond comfort.
Oh, you wouldn't like that?
No, that's not my style of garden at all. But, I mean, I it's undeniably beautiful. But I like open spaces.
How about a fast fact?
Hello, fast fact.
More than half of American baby boys are circumcised versus less than 3% in European countries like Finland and Britain.
Oh.
So the Brits aren't, huh?
Apparently not. Less than 3%.
Well, you're into the Brits, right?
I don't know about the status of their wieners, though.
You've well, have you done a British guy?
Not that I know of.
You done a British guy?
No.
I guess I should know that. Mm-mm. I would totally do Hugh Grant.
Not that you know of.
I guess that is something I should know. No, I don't think so.
No. The only guy I've been with that has an accent of sorts was this Irish guy. And actually, I didn't go all the way with him. But
oh.
That you didn't Irish, go all the way?
That Irish accent was so hot.
What happened? Was that the fireman?
No.
Oh. Why didn't you?
Because I think he went back home. It was during the summertime. And I'll tell you on the secret show.
Oh.
We would love to hear that story.
Very little story.
I'm going to write that down. Because otherwise I'll never remember to ask.
The Starbucks at CIA headquarters doesn't write people's names on the coffee cups to protect their identities. It's true.
Read me that one again.
The Starbucks at CIA headquarters.
Oh, that is so funny.
Doesn't write names on the coffee cups to protect their identities.
Can't they just give them a code name? It's my coffee code. My coffee code yeah. name is Clorox.
Clorox?
Yeah, I saw the word Clorox right there. Oh. But that's just, that's
oh, the disinfectant
the wipes.
Wipes.
Yeah. My code name is Wipes.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. By the way, the artist's name is Audra Day, pronounced like Odd.
Oh, yeah. Audra Day. I know Audra Day.
It's not Andrea, and she is amazing. She was found by Stevie Wonder. You've heard the Rise Up song? That is
yes,
her.
Yes, I mean, Andrea Day, I did not know who that is, but Audra Day, I've seen her on TV a million times. She's amazing.
Well,
what?
I think you're thinking maybe of someone else. This girl that Vinny's talking about is Andra Day. A-N-D-R-A.
Oh, well, then we have multiple problems.
Yeah, right. And you're talking about Audra Day, yeah. who is a Broadway star.
Yes. And this is someone different. Totally different.
Yeah.
So there's a third.
Well.
There's Andrea Day, Andra
who's
Day.
Fake. Andra, who's real.
And Audra
Audra
Day.
Who's real.
No, Andrea is real, too. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is.
Well, somewhere out there, there's an Andrea Day.
Right. Hi, Andrea.
Yeah.
925 says, okay, I really do not understand the noms for Get Out. It was okay, I guess. It seems the Academy only nominated it to check off their diversity box.
Oh, don't say that. That movie's great.
Honestly, so what? What if they did do that? Who cares? These are made-up awards.
Yes.
Why shouldn't they push forward some people of color who want to make art? I mean, the actual true... judge of artistry is the person watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're moved by it, that artist just scored. If they are able to move an audience to pleasure or pain
right.
or whatever, that's with music, paintings, film,
absolutely
whatever.
Any form of art. You're making an incredibly great point.
This
Vinny.
Statue yeah. is a made-up joke.
Yep.
To sell what?
More movie tickets.
More movies, but also television show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. And clearly it does well enough that there are 50 other award shows. God, award shows. Go away! I'll watch the Oscars, the Grammys. I mean, I watch the Golden Globes. I guess I'll watch the Emmys.
What about the VMAs, the best one of them all?
I don't watch it. I just don't want to...
The greatest.
I'm with Vinny. They're made up and just self-congratulatory. And...
I don't mind. Look, I don't mind watching them. It's nice to see our stars all dolled up and going out for a night and whatever. But the idea that somehow you're going to be outraged over a film maybe getting pushed
right.
forward because the artist is black when they've been kept out for as long as they have, it seems to me like, why not? Why not promote them and women? And
sure.
if that's what it takes...
These are, like you said, it's a made-up show.
Sorry, that was just
That's
me.
That's quite all right. Coming up on the rest of our made-up show, the guy who played Barney the Dinosaur for 10 years is in the news today.
The guy in the costume.
The guy in the costume.
All right.
And it's a crazy great story after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.